بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we spoke yesterday about the four promises of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, فاذكروني أذكركم. You remember me and I will remember you. And I mentioned to you the importance of understanding the meaning of meaning. What is the meaning? What does it mean to know that Allah is remembering me? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ. You thank me and I will increase my blessing on you. And the importance therefore of consciously thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all that He has blessed us with. And as I mentioned yesterday, for many of us, or most of us, we only think of a blessing when we no longer have it. Instead of that, if we can think of the blessing and realize it while we still have it, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that blessing for us. The third promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when He said, Ud'uni astajib lakum. You ask me and I will give you. Dua is an ibadah in itself. Ud'uni, Allah is saying, make dua to me, ask me. Now we understand two things from this. First of all, that Ud'uni is a hukum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, it's like saying to somebody, Ijlis, sit down. This is a hukum. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ud'uni, ask me. So it's a hukum. It's an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second thing is, Allah said, ask me. Allah did not say, ask somebody else to ask me. Allah did not say, ask me through somebody else or whatever the connection might be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ask me, Ud'uni. And therefore, this is a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should ask Allah. We should ask Allah directly. And we should ask Allah in response to His order that we should ask Him. This is the essence of Tawheed, to ask only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we know that only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us anything and everything, and He is the one who gives us anything and everything that we need. So therefore, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Number two is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us what to ask and what not to ask. And the reason for this is very simple, because there is nothing that Allah can't give us. Now if you go to any person in the world, anyone close to you, maybe your own parents, maybe your closest friends, or you go to anyone who is so-called powerful in this world, they all work under limitations. Nobody has total power, nobody has total authority. They all work under limitations. If you go to them, for example, may Allah protect all of you from all forms of illnesses and all forms of ailments. But if you go to somebody with an illness or an ailment and say, please cure me, he cannot cure you because that's not in his power. Even if you go to the best physician in the world, or the best doctor in the world, and say, cure me, he cannot cure you. He can give you some medicines and he can perform some surgery on you or something which he hopes will cure you, but he can't cure you. Similarly, you go to somebody and say, give me happiness. You know, I mean, how can somebody give you happiness? They can give you things. They might say, okay, no, go on a holiday or something. But will the holiday give you happiness? We don't know that. Maybe it will make you even more sad because you are away from your normal circumstances. So instead of happiness, you are getting more sadness. You go to somebody and say, give me satisfaction, give me qanaat, give me contentment. How is he going to give you contentment? I mean, he might give you money, he might give you things, but that doesn't give you contentment, because some of the most discontent people in the world are actually the most wealthy. So there are many things in our lives which is very clear to us, anyone who thinks, that if you ask anyone in the world, they can't give you those things. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no limit. Can I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for health? Yes. Can He give me? Yes. Can I ask Allah for contentment? Yes. Can He give me? Yes. And I can make an endless list of this. I don't want to take time here, but I suggest that every one of you sits down and writes down the three top most critically important things that you need, which you don't have and you need. Three critically most important things, and make dua for them, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will grant you, because this is His order. So that's the first, as I mentioned, the first thing, the dua itself is ibadah. It is the hukum of Allah, so you are fulfilling it. Number two is, Allah said, ask me directly, because we said, la ilaha illallah, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. There is no one worthy of asking except Allah, because the uluhiyat and rububiyat of Allah is clear. And we can ask Allah for anything we want. So we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah said, and Allah will not punish them. He will not punish them while they seek forgiveness. He will not punish them while they seek forgiveness. This is Surah Al-Anfal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah said, Allah will not punish them. He will not punish them while they seek forgiveness. So therefore, the fourth promise of Allah is that He will not forgive us, that He will forgive us, and He will not punish us while we are seeking forgiveness. Tawbah wal istighfar. These are the two critical things that we must always remember, and we must always try to fulfill, and try to be conscious about this. See, istighfar is to apologize. Istighfar is to be sorry for what we did. I always like to give the example of driving. Say when we are driving somewhere, we have got used to using GPS systems in the cars. So you put in the address. Think about that. Nobody ever who's using a GPS system, nobody ever drives a car without first putting in the address where you want to go. You can't just say, take me somewhere. There's no somewhere to go. There is a particular place. You want to go to this place or that place, or you have pre-programmed the thing and you say home, it takes you home. But first thing is to put in there where you want to go. And that's what we need to remember in our lives, which is, where do you want to go? Do you want to go to Jannah? You want to go to Jahannam? You want to go, there is no third place. So where do you actually want to go? And that consciously has to be punched into the system. So we plug this in. And then, as you know, when we proceed, and if you take a wrong turn, then the thing says recalculating. And then it says take the first U-turn. Right? Take the first U-turn. So what do you do? If you are following the system, then you follow the system. So when you go, it says take a U-turn, you take a U-turn. And that's what istighfar is. And that is what tawbah is. Istighfar is to be conscious of what sin we have committed and to apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, it means therefore that we will not commit that sin again, no matter what. So if I miss my salah, I worked late, or I was on social media or God knows what, and I was not performing my salah, I didn't perform my salah on time. So I make istighfar. I say, Ya Allah, this happened once, it is not going to happen again. And Ya Allah, please help me. And I am going to pray, and I am going to pray in the masjid. So I make all these conscious statements, and I make istighfar. I apologize. Now, in istighfar also, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, there was a man who was praying, and he was making dua loudly, and he said, I am sorry, Ya Allah, forgive me. Sayyidina Ali said, what is this forgive me? If you are sorry, you seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make sadaqah, you pay for this sin by making sadaqah, and then you make tawbah and you say, I will never do this again, and you change your life, you bring about some life change which will ensure that this sin will never happen again. For many of us, the fundamental cause of sins is our environment. It is the kind of people we are staying with, it's the kind of people we hang out with, it's the kind of people we see on a daily basis and socialize with. Many of our sins are as a result of the company we keep. That's why they say you are the sum of the five people who are closest to you or five people who are around you. So it's very important to count those five people and say, who are these five people who are around me, because they are the ones who are going to determine who I am and where I will be going. So tawbah is to change that. Tawbah is to turn around and to make sure that we change our lives in a way where that sin, whichever it was, is never committed again. So istighfar wal tawbah. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise? Allah says, as long as they seek forgiveness, I will not punish them. So alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. These are the four promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, you remember me and I will remember you. Allah said, be thankful to me and I will increase my blessing on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ask me and I will give you. This is the ud'uni astajib lakum. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising, ask me and I will give you. There is no doubt about that. You know, Allah is not saying, ask me and I will think about it. Allah says, ask me and I will give you. And the fourth one is, Allah says, I will not punish them as long as they seek forgiveness. And so therefore I remind myself and you, let us be conscious of the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah la yukhliful mi'ad. Allah does not break his promise. Allah does not go back on his promise. And therefore, it is our part of the, what Allah said he will give. But all of these promises are conditional. You make my zikr, then I will do your zikr. You be thankful to me, then I will increase. You ask me and I will give you. You seek forgiveness and I will not punish you. So we need to do our part, and inshallah, we have complete faith in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do his part and he will give us these things. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.